Thank you. Thank you very much indeed. And a good afternoon to colleagues. As my first order of business, I'd like to make it clear that we're talking about two different documents or two different matters. One is the provisional agenda, and there's a current discussion swirling around whether we should include a new agenda item on general exchange of views or not, or sub-agenda item. We haven't heard any delegation that's opposed to this idea, so I don't see why we can't simply proceed and include a new agenda item. It would be a new agenda item 5 after organization of work. Although it's a given that PAROS is dealt with in different fora, this OEWG has a very specific mandate to deal with very specific issues and matters, matters that are very technical in nature. My delegation, for one, has had to familiarize itself and grapple with the agenda items that we'll be dealing with in the OEWG, because they haven't been discussed in this depth in the CD. And so I think there is nothing lost in having a general exchange of views at the outset of our work at the first session this year in 2022 in May, for example, given that in many instances is a new way or a more drilled down way of looking at issues. So we're flexible as to when that general exchange of views would take place. We also have the separate issue of the calendar or timetable of sessions or meetings. And we have a proposed calendar, a proposed timetable in this document. So these are two different issues that we're dealing with that we have to analyze on two different background documents as well, or draft documents. My delegation would be in favor of having a new agenda item on general exchange of views. We think it would feed into the discussion and enrich them. Some small delegations, in all likelihood, will not be able to be present in all of the debates throughout the week, and having them the opportunity to create a general statement will give them the opportunity to voice their views on all of the points. And I think that's a factor that needs to be borne in mind. And we're not all in the same situation, not all in the same circumstances, and not with sufficiently large delegation to participate in all meetings. With regard to the format of the meetings, here we share the view voiced a few minutes earlier by Cuba. The rule is clear with regard to the fact that meetings are to be in person, that delegations are to be present. What is outside our usual practice is hybrid meetings. I am not clear as to whether within the budget that's been allocated to this open-ended working group, there is a budget line for hybrid meetings, because in the CD, for example, my ambassador has to come to the meeting room because there isn't a budget provision for hybrid meetings for the CD. So I imagine there's also a budget issue that we need to bear in mind here. How much money do we have in hand, and will it allow for hybrid meetings? We have to be realistic, of course. Those are my preliminary comments.